One of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit is something called fear of the Lord. Now that phrase, fear of the Lord, might obviously be confusing to some when one thinks about being afraid of the Lord as some kind of gift of the Holy Spirit. It seems odd to our ears. But St. Thomas Aquinas described this gift as a fear of separating oneself from God, a kind of fear of God, not because of punishment, but rather a fear of offending him or a fear of disappointing him. It is a kind of awe and wonder before the Lord. It is an attraction to the source of all goodness, truth, and beauty, which makes us want to please him. That is fear of the Lord. I think a strong case could be made that the apostles had this gift, fear of the Lord. I would argue that because of the scene that we have in today's gospel. Peter and his brother Andrew, they are involved in their family business. They're casting their net into the sea. The gospel says they're fishermen. And Jesus comes along and says to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." And the gospel says, at once, they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They're in a boat with their father Zebedee, and they're mending their nets, again, taking care of the family business. And Jesus calls them, and the gospel says, immediately they left their boat and their father. I've often asked myself, how did the apostles so easily leave their livelihood to set down the tools of their trade for a whole other life with Jesus? Again, here I think we could argue that they must have had fear of the Lord, a sense of awe and wonder before Jesus, an attraction to the source of all goodness, truth, and beauty, which led them to want to please the Lord. They didn't want to disappoint. Today, as you know, marks the beginning of National Catholic Schools Week. Some of our kids were in the opening procession today at Mass. This is a time to celebrate the ways in which the Church supports parents in their duty to educate and form their children in the faith. I myself am a product of three Catholic schools. And one of the central lessons I learned in Catholic school, as I look back on it and reminisce, was fear of the Lord. My sixth grade teacher at Trinity, for example, was Sister Celeste. I strove for academic excellence in her class, and I didn't misbehave. Not because I was afraid she'd call my mom and dad and I'd get into trouble, but I behaved because I was in awe of her, and I did not want to disappoint her. That would be the worst thing that she could ever say to me, is I'm disappointed in you. In college, my fear of the Lord was modeled through a Jesuit priest by the name of Father Schlatter, who taught many of the seminarians at the time, and including our own Father Barnett here today. He was my Greek teacher. And I remember my final exam in my third year of Greek. It was an oral exam, so just Father Schlatter and I in his office. And we knew in advance that the exam was going to be on one of two texts from the Gospels. We were going to translate either a passage from St. Matthew or a passage from St. John, from Greek to English. And he gave us the passages in advance. We would need to be able to decline the nouns and conjugate the verbs and explain the grammar. Well, this Greek exam was the last one of finals week for me. And so, with everything else going on, I just didn't have the time to prepare the text from St. John's Gospel. Hadn't even really looked at it at all. But I knew the text from St. Matthew and had time to really study that, and I knew that text inside and out. So I thought I would be just honest with Father. I walked into the exam and I said, Father Schlatter, it's been a difficult final exam week. I need to be honest with you. I am not prepared to translate the passage from St. John. But I am prepared to translate the gospel from St. Matthew. And so what does he say to me? Pull out the text from St. John. So I struggled through it, and in fact, in retrospect, it really was a brilliant thing on his part. If he wanted to really find out what I knew and how much command of the language I had, I ended up getting a B on the exam. And the hardest part of that experience was not struggling through that translation, although that was difficult. The hardest part was the thought that perhaps I had disappointed Father Schlatter. That is the gift of fear of the Lord. One of the great tasks of our Catholic schools is to form the mind and character of students in such a way that they enter into a relationship with the Lord which reflects awe and wonder and a desire to please the source of all goodness, truth, and beauty. Presently, we have 51 students from our cathedral families who are enrolled in 8 different Catholic schools around Spokane. Half of our kids here at the cathedral are at Cataldo, and the other half are spread out through schools like Trinity and St. Charles, St. John Vianney, St. Thomas More, All Saints, and St. Aloysius. As good as our schools are in helping parents in the formation of their children, there are still challenges. Obviously, one of them is having adequate funding and dealing with aging buildings. Those are two challenges. But perhaps the greatest challenge, or one that maybe bothers me the most, comes from those Catholic parents who send their kids to Catholic school and yet have no relationship with their parish. They skip Sunday Mass and they lack any participation in the sacramental life of the church. That is probably the heaviest thing on my heart as I think about challenges. Some point to the growing number of non-Catholics in our schools as a challenge and wonder, you know, what's that ratio? What should that ratio be? And do we have too many non-Catholics in the school, etc.? I understand that concern, but I also know our schools are sources of evangelization. I know a non-Catholic woman who, with her husband, recently transferred their kids into a Catholic school. And she told me quite firmly and confidently that Catholic school is the best thing that has ever happened to their family. And in fact, their family is currently preparing to enter into full communion with the Catholic Church this coming Easter. Their school helped them to have a better sense of the awe and reverence that we should have for the Lord, and our church is better for it. Having a sense of awe and reverence for the Lord inspired the apostles to leave everything to follow the divine teacher. We pray at the beginning of this Catholic Schools Week that our schools might be strengthened in the effort to instill in our own kids a fear of the Lord, which is to say, a sense of awe and wonder for Jesus, a desire to please him and not disappoint, with minds and hearts focused on attaining goodness, truth, and beauty.